Philadelphia School Board approved a facilities plan for the district last night to deal with under-enrollment and aging facilities by closing 17 schools and modernizing dozens of others. WHYY News' Sophia Schmidt reports city council members, students, and staff protested these changes and the plan to shutter a beloved environmental science high school in Northwest Philadelphia.
The Lankenau Environmental Science Magnet High School has a 100% graduation rate and an environmental sciences curriculum that students, staff, and parents say is hands-on and unique. But with just over 200 students, the school is small and under-enrolled, and district officials say it's too expensive to keep open. Alana Rothman is a sophomore at Lankenau. She was hoping to graduate from the school in 2028, but now says she's considering trying to graduate early or getting her GED.
I'll miss the people most, I think. I've never had, like, connections with teachers and people in my school as well as I did at Lankenau.
As the plan rolls out, the school board will still need to approve specific school closures and capital projects. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
The city of Philadelphia is hoping their tour of the city is enough to convince Democrats to bring their 2028 nominating convention to Philly. David L. Cohen, who is among those spearheading the effort to bring the DNC to town, feels the city has a good chance at success.
We're a finalist city. The other four cities are good cities, too. But I think we've made a great impression this week. We do it the Philadelphia way. We go into most of these bids as an underdog, and we come out as a leader.
Cohen says they know what is required, and he believes the city is the best prepared for a convention, adding that no one has a better track record of hosting major events than Philadelphia.